This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We are continuing with the book Wabil Sayyib wa Rafi wa Kalim al-Tayyib, which is the shower of good utterances, or translated in English as the invocations of God. And we spoke about a couple of days ago about the finding the middle course between being too excessive in the licensing and being too obsessive in the rulings of Islam. So you're being too harsh or being too lackadaisical. And this is from the signs of ta'zim al-awamir wa nawahi. This is a sign of veneration and making the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great in one's life. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala continues on and he says here, وَمِنْ عَلَمَاتِ تَعْظِيمِ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي أَلَّا يَحْمِلَ الْأَمْرَ عَلَى عِلَّةٍ تُضِعْفُ الْإِنْقِيَادَ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بَلْ يُسَلِّمُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَحِكَمِهِ مُمْتَثِلًا مَا أَمْرَ بِهِ. He says that from the signs of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen great again, he gives another sign, is he avoids them by using a method that does not undermine his submission. Does not use any method that undermines his submission. What is his submission? And he submits to the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its wisdoms by implementing it, by implementing what he or she was ordered, or what he or what Allah ordered. سَوَاءً ظَهَرَتْ لَهُ الْحِكْمَةُ سَوَاءً ظَهَرَتْ لَهُ حِكْمَةُ الشَّرْعِ فِي أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ أَوْ لَمْ تَظْهَرْ. And that's the most important part. He said that they obey the order and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether the reason or wisdom behind the ruling is apparent to them or not. It is apparent to them or not. It doesn't matter. They know that Allah has ordered it. This is what they're concerned with, and that is what is the reason for them doing the action that Allah has ordered. فَإِنْ ظَهَرَتْ لَهُ حِكْمَةُ الشَّرْعِ فِي أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ حَمَلَهُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَزِيدَ الْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالْبَذْلِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. He says, so if the wisdom of the ruling was shown to that person, or made clear or apparent to that person, that increases them in their inqiyad. It increases them in their obedience and their following and their implementation and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the order of Allah. وَلَا يَحْمِلُهُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى السِّلَاخِ مِنْهُ وَتَرْكِهِ جُمْلَةً. He said, and that does not lead them to totally be void or not to do the action at all. Rather, he said, كَمَا حَمَلَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا مِنْ زَنَادِقَةِ الْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمُنْتَسِبِينَ إِلَى التَّصَوُّفِ. He says, just as this has caused a lot of people that have attributed themselves to tasawwuf, yani the Sufi methodology, this is what has happened to a lot of them. There's a group called the Zanadiqa, and those have certain methodological differences in regards to how they view the deen of Islam and how they implement these particular rulings of Islam. When it comes to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prohibitions, in orders and prohibitions, they're looking for the rulings, and if they don't, they're looking for the wisdom behind the ruling, and if the wisdom is not apparent to them, that is what can compromise their compliance in the action, or compliance in the implementation. Okay? And then he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ شَرَعَ صَلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ إِقَامَةً لِذِكْرِهِ وَاسْتِعْمَالًا لِلْقَلْبِ وَالْجَوَارِحِ وَاللِّسَانِ فِي الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. He said, for verily, then now Ibn Qayyim gives an example. He says, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated the five prayers to uphold the remembrance of Allah. He legislated the five prayers, إِقَامَةً لِذِكْرِهِ, to remember Him. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even told Musa in the chapter of Taha, when He says, فَاعْبُدَنِي وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. When He revealed Himself to Musa, He said, worship Me and establish the prayer for My remembrance. And Ibn Qayyim is going to go even deeper here later when he talks about the prayer in and of itself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Bilal. What did he used to tell Bilal? How did he used to tell Bilal to establish the iqama? What? Arihna biha. To do the thing or implement a portion of the sharia in that which brings us raha, which brings us ease, tranquility, right? Retreat even. Because the dunya sijnul mu'min. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that the dunya, this world, is a jail for the believer. وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. And it is the heaven for the disbeliever. Because it's full of distractions. Al-Hakum. At-Takathur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have been distracted by gathering things in abundance. In any case, the prayer should be a means for you to escape and detach, to find that serenity and sakina. And if it is otherwise, then it is a satanic influence. It's a satanic influence when you feel that the prayer is a burden. Or when you're in the prayer, you start to think about other things that get your heart, that take your heart away from being present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's going to talk about that in depth, subhanAllah. But he says here that the prayer is a means for you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And using the heart, the limbs, and the tongue in a form of servitude. And that's what's so magnificent and beautiful about the prayer. When you think of the salah, everything is being used. The heart, the tongue, and the limbs. And these three elements are what the scholars say are the pillars of Iman. Now, that the heart acknowledges tasdiq al-qalb wal-jawarih. And also the limbs are compliant or in accordance with what the heart believes. And the tongue acknowledges that. That is the signs of Iman. All of that is Iman. But the scholars, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when they would mention that is Iman, that it is tasdiq al-lisan, aw qawl al-lisan wal-qalb, wa tasdiq al-amal bil-jawarih. Right? That is the statement of the heart, or the acceptance and truthfulness of the heart and of the limbs, or of the tongue, and acknowledging that by the action of the limbs. And there are many different statements, but they're all mutaqarim and all similar, inshallah ta'ala. Then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَإِعْطَاءَ كُلٍ مِّنْهَا قِسْطَهُ مِنَ الْعُبُودِيَةِ الَّتِي هِيَ الْمَقْصُودُ بِخَلْقِ الْعَبْدِ. He says, in giving everything its due right and portion of servitude for in that which is the purpose for the creation of the human being. Yani the creation of the human being, the purpose of creation is servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is shown through the tongue, the heart, and the limbs. And then he says, فَوُضِعَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَىٰ أَكْمِلِ مَرَاتِبِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. So the prayer has been placed and legislated upon the most complete and comprehensive forms of servitude. So when we pray, we know that there are many forms of wisdom behind it, many wisdoms. But generically speaking, we say the prayer is a form of remembrance. If you speak to a non-Muslim and they say, why do you do this, put your hands here? Or your child, or even sometimes ourselves, why do we put our hands here? Why do we go in this way? Why is it five times a day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know. I don't know why. But I submit to it. Well, it has to be a reason that there's five times a day. Yes, there is a reason. How can you worship God and you don't know the reason? You see, this is where this question is problematic. Because your worship is contingent upon knowledge of the reason why it was legislated. And that's what Ibn al-Qayyim is saying. From signs of veneration of the religion and making the deen of Allah great is that you are not concerned with understanding the reason for legislation. That is not the reason why you worship Allah. In other words, you don't say, well, until I find out, I'll do it. Or, until I find out, I will not be totally all in with that worship. That's important. I'll do it because I have to, right? But I'm not going to feel that I find a sense of liberation. I find a sense of serenity. I find a sense of feeling saved when doing this action. And more importantly, I find a sense of security from Satan and the adab and punishment of Allah if I don't do it. And that is a very important distinction, especially in a place where there are many, many distractions. Ibn al-Qayyim continues on, we're almost done. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَجَعَلَ قَلْبَهُ مَحَلَّ كُنُوزِهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. It makes the heart the center portion and treasures of his or her faith. وَالتَّوْحِيدُ وَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ وَالْحَيَاءُ وَالتَّعْظِيمُ وَالْمُرَاقَبَةُ وَجَعَلَ ثَوَابَهُ إِذَا قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِ أَكْمَلَ ثَوَابِ وَأَفْضَلِ. He's talking about these different actions of worship, that it is from the tawheed and the sincerity and love and shyness and greatness and watching, monitoring themselves, and they make the thawab إِذَا قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِ أَكْمَلَ ثَوَابِ وَأَفْضَلِ. And he makes the thawab, it is upon the best form of thawab and the most virtuous. وَهُوَ النَّظْرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ. And all of that is the seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْفَوْزُ بِرِضْوَانِهِ. And the success with his pleasure, being that his pleasure is the true success. وَمَجَاوَزَتُهُ فِي بِجَنَّتِ. And allowing him to get into Jannah. This is what he's most concerned with. And then Ibn al-Qayyim says here in this last portion, he says, وَكَانَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ قَدْ ابْتَلَاهُ بِالشَّهْوَةِ وَالْغَضَبِ وَالْغَفْلَةِ. And with that, he has tested him, the servant, with following their desires, anger, and negligence. وَابْتَلَاهُ بِعَدُوِهِ إِبْلِيسِ لَا يَفْتُرُ عَنْهُ. And he has tested him, all of us, with his enemy being Iblis. فَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَبْوَابَ الَّتِي هِيَ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَطَبْعِهِ. So Satan enters or influences all of us with one of these three. What were the three? Shahwa. What is shahwa? Desires. What is ghadab? غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِ. Anger. And what is ghafla? Heedlessness, negligence, right? Satan will come to you from one of these three. This is what he's saying. And then he says, أَلَّتِي هِيَ مِن نَفْسِهِ وَطَبِعِ. That it is from our nature that we have these three, that this will take place. But Satan will try to intensify, magnify, influence you to be affected by one of these three. فَتَمِيلُ نَفْسُهُ مَعَوْ. So his natural self leans towards that. لِأَنَّهُ يَدْخُلَ عَلَيْهِ بِمَا تُحِبْ. Because Satan will come to you with something that you love. فَيَتَّفِقُ هُوَ وَنَفْسُهُ وَهَوَاهُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. So that thing, or Satan, agrees with his soul and his desires of the slave. ثَلَاثَةٌ مُسَلِّطُونَ آمِرُونَ. These three things are that which can take authority and overpower him. فَيَبْعَثُونَ الْجَوَارِحِ فِي قَضَاءِ وَطَرِهِمْ. So the limbs will be compliant with that. If you are angry and Satan influenced you, how are you going to let someone say that to you? You have to prove yourself. Online, offline. You have to say something. You know it's out of character, but Satan is whispering to you. Right? Because you love respect. You love to be honored. And you will obtain that honor even if it is getting out of what? Character. Getting out of character. And wallahi, one of the strongest examples is divorce. The man has to prove himself, right? Or the woman has to prove herself. And that anger takes you to a degree to where you know what you're saying. If you were to stop and think about it, you will probably regret it 5 minutes later. But you have to prove your point. Satan is taking over at that time. He's influencing you because you love respect. You have to be respected at any cost. That's where the submission and the ubudiyya has to come in. So Satan comes to him with that and he says, وَالْجَوَارِحُ آلَةُ مُنْقَادَ. And the limbs are the tools or the instruments or the weapons that are used. فَلَا يُمْكِنُهَا إِلَّا الْإِنْبِعَاثِ. And there is no possible way except that they are summoned. فَهَذَا شَأْنُ هَذِي ثَلَاثَ وَشَأْنُ الْجَوَارِ. So this is the situation of these three things being desires and anger and negligence. فَلَا تَزَالُ الْجَوَارِحُ فِي طَاعَتِهِمْ كَيْفَ أَمَرُوا وَأَيْنَ يَمَّمُوا. And then he says that these are the three things that they are will always be in obedience to the desires, whichever way that they will be used. So in conclusion, Ibn al-Qayyim was talking about that the individual, from the sign of the greatness of Allah, if we want to make the deen of Allah great in our lives, we don't directly or indirectly make a condition on our obedience, being that we have to know the reason why it was legislated or why it was legislated in that way. Rather, it is just us following it. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. we follow, we hear, and we obey, as long as we know that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are obedient to him, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ja'alna min al-munqadeen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ja'alna mimman yuti'uka, ya Rabbil Alameen, yuti'a nabiyaka, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna min al-ladhina yastami'una al-qawla wa yattabi'una ahsana. Ya Rabbil Alameen, wa sulu mustada'afina fi ghazi, ya Rabbil Alameen. وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين واربط على قلوبهم يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.